The Torah tells us Avraham circumcised his son Yitzchak kasher tziva oso, like God commanded him. So God commanded Avraham to circumcise his son. So the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chav Tes has a, where the Gemara quotes this halach, and Tosfos and the Rishonim have a famous question. Why do we need a pasuk to exempt women from milah? It says, oso, velo osa, the Gemara says. From here we learn out, Avram was commanded, not Sarah. Hence, men are obligated in, are mechuyev in the mitzvah milah to make sure the kids get gemalt. But the obligation is not on women. So Tosfos asked the famous kasha, what do I need? I agree, women are pata from bris milah. But now, what do I need the pasuk for? It's mashma. Without the pasuk, I would think they'd be chayev. It's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. We have a general rule. Women's exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs. So why do I need a special pasuk to exempt them? I have the regular principle of mitzvah asei shazman grama. So Tosfos himself answers, shalo kehochas. He quotes a daya in the Gemara. We don't paskin like, the lamila shalo bizmana. Once you get past day 8, could be done ben b'yom ben b'layla. So therefore, it's not a zman groma. So it's not a zman groma. So then the klal is a woman is chayiv. I need the pasuk hashet tziva oso oso velo oso. We don't paskin that way. Therefore, based on Tosfos, we would paskin it is a zman groma. And that's why we give Eger's kasha. Like, what do you mean? It's, according to that opinion, it's not a zman groma. Even though it's true, you could do it Bema Yom HaMalayla, but you can't do it on Shabbos in Yoshua Bizmana. So Rabbi Kiva Eger answers, we see from here that even though it's Usher, in other words, it's a major discussion among the Achronim, but we see from Rabbi Kiva Eger, the fact something's Usher doesn't take out of Azman Grumma. We have to find out B'diyevid Yotze. So Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be Mashma that if you do a Mila Shalom Bizmana on Shabbos, you Yotze. That's a discussion to halacha, whether you need a toughest down bris or not. But the bottom line is, Tosfos A1 is that really it's a lav zman grama, because it can be done bema yom ben v'layla after day 8, which we don't paskin like. Kent is a lav zman grama, that we need the pasuk. Tosfos in Megillah quotes another pshat. He says, why would I think women achaya? Because mila is different than all other mitzvahs, mila and karban pesach. Those are the only two mitzvahs, which are mavato and mitzvahs asei, there's a kares, there's an onesh. In fact, that's what the Sfasemis points out. By the Gemara by Karban Pesach, so I would assume it's a zman grama, that the burden of proof is on those who say that she's chayev. Yet it seems to be not that way. It seems to assume she's chayev. And the burden of proof is why she's not chayev in Karban Pesach. So the Sfasemis points out, because why? Because we see, If there's a kares, it must mean there's an isser asay as well. And therefore, it's forbidden to do. But nevertheless, that's what Tosfos and Megillah says here. Tanase sheyesh bo kares. So therefore, I'll view it like a los asay, like a negative commandment, an isser asay. And therefore, men and women are equal. They're both chayev in negative commandments. Therefore, I'd say a woman's chayev, kamash malan oso velo osa. Others point out, I believe, the Ritva, that when do we say she's pata from Zman Grama when she's involved with it? But here it's on someone else, the mitzvah. So the effort, maybe I'd say she's chayev, kamashron, or so. The Ramban writes that maybe even the Gemara says if the father's not around, it's on the Beis Din. So a woman, the mother, to be this as good as the Beis Din, ensuring that your son gets the Gemara. So therefore, she's like the Beis Din, and she's chayev, kamashron, or so, velo osa. You have the Tosfos Harid, who redefines the texture of the mitzvah. That's not the Maisa Chaticha. It's the result. It's to ensure that you get the bris done, so that you're preparing all the time. So it's a lav zman grama, kamash malan osa velo osa. Or you have the Turi Evin. When do we say the exemption for zman grama? So if you have an annual mitzvah, like shofar this year or dalad minim, and then next year it's a new mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah during the day and suspended at night, we look at it momentarily, we look at it as a suspension. We don't look, it's not a new mitzvah the next day. So like for Mila, or for, let's say, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's why woman Achayev, perhaps, going to the Rambam, because it's a one-time mitzvah, and this is momentarily suspended. Either way, they assumed there's a lot of Zman Grom on the Ephod Achayev. So the bottom line is, God commanded Avraham, not Sarah, and the Ephod Osov Elo Osa, so clearly women are exempt. It's a Zman Grama, so either you have it's a lav Zman Grama, like Tosis and Kedushin, and therefore I need the Pasuk to exempt them, or you have Tosis and Megillah, it's an Aseh Sheish Bokares, it's like a lav, and therefore the Chayev, I need the Pasuk to exempt them. You need the Ritva, that there's no exemption if it affects someone else, it is on the son, so I need the Pasuk to exempt them. Or according to the Ramban, a woman would be no worse than the Beis Din, so she'd be Chayev, Kamashwan, to exempt her, or the Tosis Harid, that the mitzvah is the result, it's the preparing. So you're always calling people, you're checking on the moel, the caterer, so it's the lav zman groma. It's not the maisa chaticha. Or if you have the mila you don't do on day 8 or day 9, day 10, it's the same mitzvah. At night it's just suspended, so it still doesn't take out a zman groma. As opposed to a mitzvah, if it's a new mitzvah every day, it's a by tefillin. Perhaps every day is a mitzvah. So if you didn't do yesterday, so today's a new mitzvah. So if it's a new mitzvah, then it's a Zman Groma. Here it's not a new mitzvah, like by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and therefore a woman I would think would be Chayev Kamash Malan is, the bottom line is that we say woman's pater because Osa V'lo Osa, and it seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim whether we view Mila as a mitzvah sasesha as Zman Groma, or a mitzvah sasesha loves Zman Groma.